Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 30. And those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists, also preaching the Lord Christ. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year, they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. Now in these days, prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. And one of them, named Agabus, stood and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over all the world. This took place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability, to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks for joining us again today on Our Daily Rhythm. This is Bropez filling in for Jason Dees. This is an awesome passage. There's definitely a lot to unpack here, a lot of things to talk about. I love here at the beginning how I was talking about the word going to people other than the Jews. And as of yesterday, we were talking about it coming finally to the Gentiles. I thought it was so interesting here. That says some of the men from Cyprus and Cyrene were the ones to proclaim this news, and how interesting it is that people can be afraid to share the gospel with other people that are not similar to how they are, and just how it took these bold men to kind of help bring the gospel forward in this. So what are some of your thoughts on this?
I think that's a great point, Brandon. And may we all live our lives with gospel boldness, you know, not being arrogant with God's word, right? And as Jason has mentioned in a recent sermon, using Bible verse machine gun, but rather, you know, going to people and sharing the good news of the gospel with those that God has placed around us. That is an awesome and high calling that I hope our whole church family comes to understand and actually comes to love and own. One of the things that's interesting to me is that as we are sharing the gospel, right, as we are a part of a growing church, ministry success is bound up in verse 21 here. There was a great number of people who were coming to know God. And the reason that was happening is because the hand of the Lord was with them, right? These men didn't have the latest like ministry top 10 tactics for growing your church. They didn't have anything like that. You know what happened? God was with them,
right?
And God was moving by His Spirit, and we are absolutely and utterly dependent upon God being with us and moving among us for His church to grow. It is His work that we get to participate in, and I find that very interesting. Another interesting thing to me is just kind of how Luke describes Barnabas here. You know, he's going and he is proclaiming in verse 23. He came and saw the grace of God. He was glad, and he exhorted them to remain faithful in the Lord with steadfast purpose. Remain faithful in the Lord to the Lord with steadfast purpose. Mm-hmm. If like you wake up every morning and you have that written on your door before you open it, it's probably a pretty good thing.
Yeah,
remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. Some good words from Barnabas, but the whole like paradigm here is you've got the gospel going forward in verses 19 through 22, verses 23 through 26. Really, you've got this exhortation that results in something, right? And then in the last little section here, you've got action. So the gospel goes forward. There's exhortation that happens, and then there's action that actually follows that. And what is the action? Well, it's the same theme that you see come up over and over again in the book of Acts. When people are being added to the church, right? Their number increased day by day. A great many of people were saved. You kind of see that over and over again. Well, what happens is verse 29. So the disciples determine every one of them according to his ability, which is an interesting note by Luke, right? According to his ability, recognizing that we all have different gifts. We all have different capacities for serving. We all have different talents, things we're good at, things we're not good at, different levels of financial resourcing. But in here, each according to his ability sent relief to the brothers living in the famine. And so I think the gospel compels us towards, you know, the sharing. First of all, it's just a love, right? The gospel births a love within us. When we experience the love of God, our response to that, as our hearts are melted with God's love, is that we would love others. And what is love but sacrificing of yourself so that others may benefit? You just kind of see that over and over again in the narrative of Acts. So those are some of my thoughts.
Those are awesome. And definitely a lot to think about in this passage. And I love here just at the verse 26, and that's when they're first called Christians. I think that's
a little church history note.
Yeah. Let us be like Christ in all that we do and just give what we can.
That's right. That's awesome.
So for Blake Rogers, I'm Bropez. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.